masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to the program, The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab Askari. Today in our studio, we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Well, Dr. Ali Alavi, we have been talking in our previous session in general about the relationship between Ashura and Mathaviyat. And then we reached a point that Ashura should be recognized by all, and this will happen until uprising by different events, like Arbaeen is one of the very good signs, and it connotes a lot of things. It's already acting as media and a carrier of message of Ashura. And we said that one of the flag that Imam Zaman at the time of Advent will be carrying, it will be bearing a message that will be the taking the revenge of the blood of Imam Hussein Alisa. But at that time, we said that the criminals who carried out the sinners, who carried out this big sin in the event of Ashura, killing Imam Hussein Alisa, are already dead. They are not available. So who is Imam going to take revenge from? You gave us a little explanation in previous episode. I would want you to continue with the summary of the same and continue it further.
Yes, we have been talking about the time of the advent of Imam Zaman alayhi salam and its relationship to the people who caused and who created the catastrophe of Ashura and killed Imam Hussein. We wanted to see how can we actually expect Imam Zaman alayhi salam to take revenge from those who are not more available. Yes, we said that in the hadith we read, in many of the hadith or plenty of the hadith, that one of the signs of the reappearance of Imam Zaman is the emergence of a person called Sufyani.
Yes.
It could be a person or a movement, a country, a nation or something.
Okay.
So let's think of a person that is up by this name. He's from the sons of Utbah, the son of Abu Sufyan. So I want to ask the respected listeners to pay attention to this point, that this Sufyani is, again, from the descendant of the same, let's say,
Bani Umayyah.
Destiny of Bani Umayyah.
All right.
So this is one relation, but a person who is from destiny of a group or lineage, so why should he be, let's say, punished for what he did not do?
Exactly.
So this is actually like a usurpation. Look, suppose that, for example, there is a piece of land and one of your ancestors, grandfathers, actually usurped it from a person.
Yeah.
And you inherited that land and you got to know, okay, it was usurped by your, let's say, grandfather.
Yeah.
In case you continue to usurp that land, you are like your grandfather.
Again, yeah.
See? So in case you give it back to the owners, to the real owners of that land, you have done the right thing.
Yeah.
So a person like him, like Sufyani, in case he knows that actually what happened and what he did and what his ancestors did, again, in case he actually purposely continues the same way, so he's, again, the revenge should be done on him.
Yeah.
Moreover, let me give you one more aspect of this Sufyani and the issues around him. Bani Umayyah destiny that we know at the, let's say, history of Islam, at the dawn of Islam, these destiny were actually a mixture of those who actually accepted Islam and those who were among the Jews. And they, at least the relationship between Bani Umayyah and the Jews at the dawn of Islam was too much.
Okay.
You see, this is one aspect. Put it in a part of your mind, inshallah.
Yeah.
And second, again, we have in a hadith that he is from one side, he is from the sons of Utbah, that
all
is
right,
from the descendants of, let's say, Abu Sufyan.
Okay.
And from other side, we say that he comes from Rome.
Okay.
Like, that is the best. So I want to make a, let's say, simile between, or I want to make a relationship between all these hadith and to make one
conclusion,
general understanding,
out of it.
A conclusion.
Let's make it a little curious for the audiences. We'll answer that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi, and we are talking about the relationship between Ashura and Mehtaviyat. And right now we're discussing the point that who are the ones that Imam Zaman, Ajallah Ta'ala Faraja, is going to take revenge from, the revenge of Ashura, actually. You said a lot of narrations, and now you're trying to deduce one conclusion out of
it. So this Sufyani is from the descendant of Bani Umayyah, from one side, in al-Halith, and he, from the other side, we read that it comes from Rome. Some actually have mixed between whatever is being said about Sufyan or Dajjal.
Yeah.
No, before the reappearance of Imam, we didn't have any concept of Dajjal. So it is a mistranslation that has been done by some Christian sources. So whatever we are expecting before the advent of Imam is Sufyani. So from one side, they say that they are coming from West or Rome, the Rome of the past, which equals the West of today.
Yeah.
And some from the descendant of Abu Sufyan.
Okay.
Look at the day that we are in. There are some people who have a good relation with each other. Some who are really from the descendant of Abu Sufyan and the Jews. They have mixed a sort of front called Arabi-Ibri.
Yeah.
Ibri-Arabi.
Yeah.
Or can we say that, okay, even this Sufyani is very close to the word Sahyani or Sahyun? Does it actually stick anything to our minds that this person can be connected to that? Or this movement or this country is the same, that they have come from West and they have now joined with the descendant of Abu Sufyan.
And they have all those characteristics.
And they have all those characteristics, and they did lots of problem
bloodshed
in the region, in the same region, the Wadi Yabas. So exactly, where is Wadi Yabas? Close to Sham, that is the place that now the Israel is located.
Yeah.
So among the signs of the reappearance of Imam is the Sufyani. We are not going to determine any time or any place for the reappearance of Imam because it is against the narrations. But I want to say that, okay, it could at least bring a sort of, let's say, hints to our minds that this Sufyani and Sahyani could be very close to each other. So maybe during in the course of writing these histories, something actually changed and the words actually changed there.
Like we have
translation or transliteration.
So we have a lot of things like that. We'll talk more on that, Dr. Alavi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm with Dr. Ali Alavi. We're talking about the relationship between Ashura and Mehtaviyat. And right now we have reached a point that who Imam is going to take revenge of Ashura from. And we reached a point, it's Sufyani, that's written in the narrations. Dr. Alavi is kind of trying to interpret who this Sufyani could be. Maybe a nation, maybe a tribe, or maybe a person. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We said that at the time of the reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, that he comes to revenge the blood of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam with the motto and the flag of Yalla Tharat al-Hussein.
Yeah.
There are some groups in front of Imam being led by a person or a group or a movement or a country by the name of Sufyani.
Yeah.
Well, he said some actually hints that this Sufyani could be that Sahyani or Sahyun or the group of people now that are interconnected, interrelated with each other due to some commonalities that they have. The Ibri or Arabi, Ibri, Hebrew Arabic line.
Yeah.
When we are talking about the Jews, let me clarify one important point. Actually, we are not talking about the followers of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, Moses the Prophet. No. A group of people who accepted this policy, this, let's say, front, whatever is going to happen in this line. Because even among the Zionists, there are some Jews, there are some Christians, there are some Muslims. So it does not necessarily mean that they are the followers of the Prophet Moses alayhi salam, necessarily.
Yeah.
And when we have again some hadith that Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus the Christ, will accompany or will appear again with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam to fill the proof on all the followers of Prophet Isa alayhi salam to follow Imam Zaman alayhi salam.
Yeah.
You see? So this is again to tell the whole world. So a medium of Arabian from somewhere, again, the reappearance of Prophet Isa alayhi salam from the other side. All of these issues actually put hands in hand to follow Imam Zaman alayhi salam to do that universal revolution. And these revolutions are mostly before the advent of Imam.
Yeah.
You see, after the establishment of government of Imam, in a hadith, we don't have anything about the wars and, let's say, the unrest among the people. Because the time of peace and stability and salvation of the people and prosperity of people comes.
Exactly.
You see, when we are talking about the wars or the blood shed on the scene of the earth are no more at the time of his government and establishment of his government. So whatever we are talking about, all the wars are before that.
Yeah.
So, and inshallah, this would be the time that وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسِ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. All the people from all the religions come to accompany and follow Imam Zaman alayhi salam.
And above all, there's Nasr of Allah, the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And the great promise of Allah, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That is the promise of God that said that this land will be inherited by the
صالحين,
the righteous people.
The righteous.
Yeah. Inshallah, it will happen. And we are very happy that we think that it's very close and it's not that far to happen, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So all in all, we said that by Latharatul Hussein, Imam alayhi salam and his followers and his troops will take revenge of those who actually oppressed Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We said that everyone actually pays the revenge based on what he is doing at that time. Anyone who actually, again, is with the same mentality, with the same thinking system that was at the time of Imam Hussein, will be afflicted as a, let's say, the target and will be targeted as the enemy of Imam.
Basically, your actions show which group you belong to.
Very
are you
true.
A Husseini or are you a Yazidi?
Yeah.
Even today, like we have Ashura being happening all over
Very
the
true.
World. And as you referred Sufyani to the Sayhuni, and we can see all the characteristics.
Exactly. And this is our duty.
Yeah.
As a duty-bound person, as the waiter of Imam Zaman, even if we are on the walk between Najaf or Karbala, we have to know who is the Shemr of our time, who is the Yazid of our time.
Of our time.
And who is the Hussein of our time.
Exactly.
So this is very important in order to find the way in the right way. So in case we still agree, our heart agrees with those who are with the Yazid of the time, it means that they are against the Imam Zaman. But for those who even are among the Shias, the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, they don't have this power to discriminate between the Yazid and the Hussein of the time.
Okay.
They are still actually stopped in the Hussein and Yazid of 1400 years ago.
Yeah.
They have not yet matured.
Yeah.
And this is very dangerous for us to stay in the past, in the history, and not get,
not get matured
with the history of our day.
All right.
So
history is actually all to teach you about the current time.
Definitely. We have to see if whatever, for example, it is being done in Yemen.
Yeah.
Is the right of Yemenis or it's actually a massacre against them? Whatever is happening
in
Syria, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, in all Muslim countries.
Yeah.
So we have to distinguish the right. I mean, are those who are actually violating the rights of Muslims, are they in the right side or in the wrong side?
Yeah.
And where is our stand?
Which group they stand
which
with?
Which group are we belonging to?
Exactly.
This is very important, and this will save, or let's say, will save us or fail us. And this is what actually saves us if we take a right stance.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for being with us and giving us so much information about the Mahdawiyyat and relating the two topics, and also making us realize our duties and making us realize it's very, very important. It's extremely important to know the Imam of your time, to know where you stand, to know the Yazid of your time, to know the Shimr of your time. All this is important to know all these who are these in the current time and prepare yourself for the army of Imam Zaman Ajallah Dala Faraja. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.